Hello and welcome to the Reader's Tree podcast, your space to learn, reflect, and evolve with every word. I'm Munmun, and today I want to talk about timeless leadership. Leadership has always been more than authority, titles, or control. True leadership begins within. And long before modern management theories existed, this truth was already captured in ancient wisdom. The Bhagavad Gita reminds us, Yad yad akrati shrestas, tat tat avataro janaha. Whatever a great leader does, others naturally follow. Leadership at its essence is an example in action. According to the Bhagavad Gita, leadership starts with self-awareness. A leader must first understand who they are, not just at a surface level, but at deeper levels of consciousness. When leaders are rooted in clarity, purpose, and inner balance, their actions naturally inspire trust and direction. Leadership then becomes the core of management, guiding people, shaping vision, and moving teams toward meaningful goals. The Vedas deepen this idea through the concept of dharma. Leadership is not about personal gain, but about acting in alignment with one's true nature, while upholding universal values like empathy, fairness, and responsibility. Exploiting others for self-benefit is seen as the opposite of leadership. A true leader protects, uplifts, and serves. This people-centric view of leadership has echoed centuries later by Chanakya. He believed that a leader's success is inseparable from the happiness and well-being of their people. Ethical conduct, accountability, swift decision-making, long-term vision, accessibility were central to his philosophy. Leaders in his view must be decisive yet compassionate, strategic yet grounded. Modern leaders echo the same timeless truths. Swami Vivekananda emphasized that a leader grows only when others grow alongside him. Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam spoke of humble leadership rooted in transparency and service. Ratan Tata highlighted humility and communication as the foundation of authentic leadership. This naturally connects to the idea of a growth mindset introduced by psychologist Carol Dweck. A growth mindset is the belief that abilities, intelligence, and leadership capacity can be developed through learning, reflection, and adaptation. It's not simply about working harder. That's a common misconception. A growth mindset is about learning better. When effort is not working, leaders experiment, seek feedback, and change strategies. Leaders with a growth mindset focus less on outcomes and more on the process. They see challenges as teachers, failures as feedback, and setbacks as stepping stones. This mindset creates teams that are proactive, accountable, and resilient. When leaders model learning, curiosity, and openness, their teams naturally follow. High-impact leaders refuse to settle for the status quo. They are intentional about growth, their own, and that of others. They reflect honestly, confront uncomfortable truths, and remain humble enough to evolve. A growth mindset becomes not just a professional skill but a way of life. Most effective leaders never stop developing themselves. They invest in learning, nurture future leaders, and create cultures where growth is valued over perfection. They understand that leadership is built on three pillars: skills, practice, and mindset. And without a growth mindset, the other two cannot thrive. In the end, leadership is a journey, not a destination. When ancient wisdom meets modern psychology, one truth becomes clear. Leaders are not defined by power, but by purpose, not by control, but by growth. And those who commit to continuous learning don't just lead organizations forward, they elevate everyone around them. Thank you for listening. Keep learning, keep growing.